we're turning now to the government's negotiations with the religious organisations that ran mother and baby homes. A report published this lunchtime says that across the eight organisations, only one has made a serious offer of cash to compensate those who spent time in the homes. That comes from the Bon Secours sisters, who have offered almost €13 million. The Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, Norma Foley, joins us now from our Doyle studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Three organisations offered something by way of redress. One is clearly a fairly substantial offer. What can you tell us about the other two?
Yes, well, you're correct, Rachel. The Bon Secours sisters offered the €12.97 million, and that was the figure that was adjudicated by Ms Sheila Noonan, and I want to thank her for her work in conjunction with EY. The Daughters of Charity of St Vincent de Paul, they offered a building for consideration, and it's her recommendation, Ms Noonan's recommendation, that that would be considered certainly as a first step, and we are of a mind to consider that as a first step. The Sisters of St John of God have offered €75,000, not to be part of the payment scheme, but as a charitable contribution. But given that it is not part of the payment scheme, that won't be considered by government.
And so you've said no to them.
Well, it's a charitable donation, so that's a matter for the order themselves to make a charitable donation. Specifically, what we had invited the orders to do was to consider that the government has put €800 million available, so as to provide a payment scheme. And really, the state has acknowledged its failures in terms of mother and baby homes, and also its shared responsibility. So there was an invitation to the orders to join the state in seeking to make amends. And I'm mindful in saying that no financial contribution is ever going to make amends for really what women endured and what they had to go through. But it is a step. And I do want to acknowledge as well that right across society, both religious and lay, have been appalled and horrified by what women had to endure. This is dating back from 1922 to 1998, a 76-year span while the mother and baby homes were in operation. So I'm inviting those who have not stepped forward at this point to consider stepping forward, perhaps look at the example of others, and just to step forward. There is time to reconsider the position that they have taken.
And what did they say to the negotiator, Sheila Noonan, about why they weren't prepared to offer even a token sum in compensation?
Well, again, you know, each one of them made, very, very robust, I suppose, arguments in terms of a variety of different issues. For many of them, it was a case that they were employees, that they did not own the buildings in some instances. But the Commission of Investigation was very clear where you had a role in the day-to-day running. If you were involved in the day-to-day running of any one of these mother and baby homes, then you have a shared responsibility with the state. They also referenced, the demands that are on there, the money's available to them in terms of their older congregations, and but primarily it was on the basis that that they saw themselves as employees. But again, as I've said, the Commission has been very clear: those that were involved in the day-to-day running must share in the responsibility of seeking to make amends.
And are you satisfied then that they all do have the funds to make a contribution?
Well, again, there was a significant exercise undertaken by the negotiator, Sheila Noonan, drawing on the resources, I suppose, and expertise of EY. And they have done an exercise where they have, come to terms with the monies that each of the orders have at their disposal, the assets that they have at their disposal. But equally so, there was a methodology in terms of how much, it's a different amount that's been requested of each group.
Right. So to be brief about it, the money is there.
Well, in many instances, the money is there, either from net assets that they might have or cash on hand.
Where do you go from here? Can you force these groups to contribute to the fund?
Well, again, I would be clear in saying, look, we have seen how some have stepped forward. There is, and there will remain, an opportunity. You know, the door of the department remains open for others to reconsider their position now and still come forward. But of course, there's also work being done by the Attorney General, and he is considering what steps he might take as well going forward. So, but in the interim, I do want to say that the door is open in terms of those who might wish to reconsider their position.
There is continuing anger over the exclusion of some survivors from this redress scheme. I think about 24,000 people who were in the institutions for less than 6 months are excluded at the moment. Will you be revisiting this?
Well, again, I just want to say that the scheme is only just up and running from March of last year. It will run over a 5-year period. We estimate that there are over 30,000 people who are eligible under the present terms that are there, and around 6,000 have stepped forward. There will obviously be reviews mid-term, and there will be later reviews, but the scheme that is there presently is the scheme that is up and running.
Right, but you're not minded then, by the sounds of things, to extend it, or are you?
Well, I think, to be fair, we have to allow the terms of reference of the scheme that are there presently, we have to allow them to run. But there will be an opportunity for a review, and what that review will bring, I can't say at this point, but we must work with the terms of reference that are there presently.
Who'll be doing the reviewing?
Oh, well, obviously that will be there will be interim reviews, and there will be a longer term review at the end of the process. There will obviously be an independent element to that as well.
There is also concern about the low uptake of the current scheme. What are you doing to improve that?
You're correct. About 6,000 people have come forward, and in terms of payments, but as I've said, we've estimated that to be over 30,000. We recognise that many of them may well be based, particularly right across the United Kingdom. I was in London there recently, and I do want to acknowledge we are putting an incredible resource into advertising the scheme, making people aware of the scheme that's there, asking people to step forward. But it is the experience of previous redress schemes that there might be a slow uptake initially, but towards the end, and again, it's a 5-year scheme with just the first year coming to a conclusion, there's a greater uptake in the last year or two of the scheme. But we will continue to advertise it from a social media point of view, from an advertising point of view. We have people working to do outreach in communities as well. We will continue to do all that work as well. The money has been put on the table by government, €800 million. It is there for the benefit of those who were in these homes, and we would want people to step forward.
We know that there was one particular issue with maybe some people reluctant to come forward because they felt that they would lose out on other payments, like, say, disability payments. Are you satisfied that that issue is now being addressed?
That was a particular issue that was identified in particular in across the United Kingdom. That there was a reluctance for people. They felt that they would lose benefits, as you've pointed out. I want to acknowledge we've had very positive engagement with the government in the UK. We've also had very great cooperation from MPs there as well. So that issue will be resolved. And again, it will be an opportunity to reach out once again to people.
Norma Foley, Minister for Children, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this afternoon.